Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Yo, hey everybody, live from Chicago, it's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com, and you can get past shows, past guests. Hey, it's March Madness, that crazy time. You got your brackets filled out? I'm not happy. Louisville ended up in the NIT tournament. We got that hassle. It's daylight savings time. You know, it's funny, we start talking on the Sports Doctor this time of year about people getting active, people getting outside. Maybe you haven't been. So I always throw in my terrible twos caution, which is don't overdo it. Don't jump in too fast with too much. This is when we run into overuse injuries, whether it's the runners and joggers, exercise enthusiasts, etc. We're going to have a great doubleheader today. We're looking forward to a return visit, Lisa Goldenthal. She is the Los Angeles trainer of choice for so many. I took part in her Commit to Be Fit series, I don't know if it was a year or so ago, different people talking about all sorts of concepts of fitness. And she's very involved for the past couple of decades, Lisa G Fitness. Then we're going to have a freelance writer, Amanda Luden. I hope I'm pronouncing it right. It might be Loudon. You know, I talk all the time on the Sports Doctor how I get guests from Twitter. We have 34,000 Twitter followers. She's an example at Sports Doc, DOC Radio, of somebody I did meet, again, freelance writer who's written so many different articles in health and fitness, Huffington Post, many others. And then it will be our Sports Doctors In segment where we answer emails, we talk about upcoming guests, and the Sports Doctors In, one of our most popular segments. I understand we've got some, you know, you never know, some technology problems or phone problems with Lisa Goldenthal joining us. So until we get her, hopefully we will, I want to bring people up to date with the book, actually the books. Probably within the next month or so, I'm so excited, will be the launch of hashtag Hey Sports Parents. And this is a book I'm co-authoring with radio show host Sharky Zartman. She's also an author of five or six books. She's a Hall of Fame volleyballer. Both her daughters were Division I volleyball players. And hashtag Hey Sports Parents is already a popular site on Twitter, where all sorts of aspects, and the book is going to feature the aspects of coaching, aspects of parenting the child athlete, aspects of the concern of overuse injuries, repetitive motion injuries, as well as the mental side, whether it's pressure from parents, overzealous coaches, abuse by coaches. All will be included in hashtag Hey Sports Parents. Two of the chapters I'm really most excited about is one chapter on parents' perspectives, where we have about a half a dozen sports parents in tennis and figure skating and dance talking about the challenges, highlights, examples of what made sense in the whole world of parenting the child athlete. And then I'm going to have another chapter, Ask the Experts, where we've got 8 or 9 experts in various areas chiming in on, again, the whole topic of parenting the child athlete, being a sports parent. We've got sports psychologist, mental trainer Rob Andrews from the Institute of Sports Performance in Houston. Rob had Simone Biles and 3 or 4 of the other gold medal Olympic gymnasts under his tutelage. We're going to have Ian Goldberg, the creator of the iSport 360 sports app, where you have great communication between coaches and parents with a sense of humor. Great, important stuff. We have the personal trainer of champions, Missy Orth Frey. Missy was a gymnastics champion in, like, gosh, the late 70s. I think she's still in my orthotics from that point in time. And she talks a lot about what it takes at different ages and different ages and areas with all sports, sorts, of the physical challenges. Katie Davis, our Kate Sports Nutrition, chimes in with the whole world of nutrition with the young athlete, and as well as some others. So we're very, very excited about the launch this spring. You know, Sharky just launched Empowered Aging like a month or and a half ago, where she got together about a dozen experts to add their expertise in the world of aging. And I was able to contribute a chapter. It's a short one, but it's called Aging is a Balancing Act. And it's all about, besides the cutesy title, because aging as well as life is a balancing act, isn't it? We really talk about the importance of balance exercise. We talk a lot about the whole idea that whether you are serious senior participant in activities, golf, walking, jogging, tennis, working out, how important balance exercises are, whether we're talking about the senior population, where we're dealing with populations of late 70s, 80s, older, where fall prevention is so important. Balance exercises become a huge component. My longtime colleague, one of my mentors, Bob Guida, trainer of champions, a kinesiotherapist. Bob was a Mr. America, Mr. Universe in the 60s. He went on to become one of the go-to individuals, whether it was John McEnroe, whether it was Walter Payton, whether it was Jim McMahon, whether it was Jimmy Connors, whether it was the Olympic volleyball team. Guida was very involved in their strengthening and quicker, faster, stronger, one of his main components we used to call instability training. And the idea, again, was creating instability, balance challenges, and making all of the stabilizers and core muscles of the feet, ankles, lower legs, all the joints, hips, back, butt, parts of the body really, really being very, very active. Now, because Bob was a guy who really appreciated the role of the foot in all sporting activities, then that was our connection. That was my introduction into sports podiatry and the role of the foot in sports. And Bob used to talk a lot about, I want to train these athletes' feet like a piano player's hands. The great Von Cliburn. We're going to talk more about that part of the situation as I guess we're going to miss Lisa Goldenthal. Who knows what happened, but we will get her back. And everybody listening to The Sports Doctor, I'm Dr. Bob Weil, live from Chicago, sports podiatrist. Again, go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. You can go to radio shows. You can go back 10 years and see what the topics were and some of the guests we've had on from around the world in so many different areas. Again, whether it's sports medicine, whether it's fitness, whether it's wellness, all aspects of those important, important topics. Or you could zip over to newspaper articles and you can read articles on everything from choosing the best shoe for you to whether your son or daughter should be specializing in one sport to one of my most popular articles, Women in High Heels Accepting the Challenge. And one of the articles we've just been talking about in the world of figure skating, which was go to Podiatry Management and go to 2010 and read about my long journey with 2010 Olympic gold medalist in figure skating, Evan Lysacek, how we first put orthotics in the skate, 10 years old. I'm still putting orthotics in the skates of 10-year-olds, 11- and 12-year-olds, and the aspect of orthotics and balance and precision. Again, my second guest today, Amanda Luden, is going to be a great example that we do get guests, a lot of them, on Twitter. And the lots of action sports medicine information 4, 5, 6 times a day on Twitter, whether it's who's coming on the radio or who was on, or whether it's an endless array of topics in all of the areas of health, wellness, and fitness that have nothing to do with me. Great information. Take part at SportsDoc, DOC Radio. Getting back to, again, Bob Guida and his aspect of balance exercise, I want to mention, again, one of my sponsors, Sand Dune Stepper. You know, when Guida mentioned to me he wanted to train athletes' feet like a piano player's hands and all sorts of working the toes and the arch and the muscles of the foot, 40 years later, I called Bob. I said, guess what? Here it is. Simulating walking, standing, balancing in the sand. Everybody think about it when you were walking on the beach and man, your feet are working and the Sand Dune Stepper stimulates this. Go to Sand Dune Stepper on Instagram. You will see kids, world champions, all sorts of aspects. Got
it's Lisa Goldenthal. How are you?
Hi, Lisa. Yeah, we probably got 6-7 minutes. So I want to say welcome back.
I got the time difference wrong. Sorry about that. Thank you so much for having me. I'm always thrilled.
Yes. Let's talk a little bit about these whatever it is, the 7 or 8, about you and what you do. You've been on the show before. Talk about Commit to Be Fit. And some of the difference, what makes you one of LA's leading personal trainers?
Well, thank you so much for saying that. I'm a personal trainer and a transformational weight loss coach. And I believe it's really simple to lose weight. It's really maintaining it where some people struggle. And I've developed my 6 steps to weight loss, which is going to be in my upcoming 6 Steps to Transformational Weight Loss book. And it's really about tapping into your why. And it has to be your cry why. Like, why is losing weight and getting fit important to you? And it has to be something that's deeply personal where you really want to cry. Like, you want to be able to look hot on the beach is not super motivating, but some people get motivated by that. Or do you want to be able to play with your grandchildren and your children? Or is heart disease and diabetes a real threat for you? So number one, why do you want this? And number two, what's stopping you? Like, what's stopping you from really working out and achieving your dreams? And also, having a clear vision is super important, and I'm a big proponent of vision boards. I love it when you just cut out magazines, like take magazines and cut out pictures that speak to you and glue them all together onto a big board.
Well, I remember also, Lisa, I remember also, and quickly, give us the website. People could find out about what you're doing since we jumped in here with
a few. It's Lisa G Fitness is my website.
Okay. I know you put together a group of people. I was one of them, whatever it was, a year ago, year and a half ago.
Right.
And you're online all the time. Commit to be fit. I was part of this big group, longtime guest, superstar, infomercial superstar, Forbes Riley was one of the people.
Right.
You had Navy people on.
Tony Horton, Gunnar Peterson, Natalie Jill. I had a lot of big influencers on. I've actually done 4 summits. You were on my first one, and over 2 years I interviewed 100 people, believe it or not.
Excellent. Well, the next time around, girl, let me know. You know what I mean?
Oh, you are on the top of the list because it's all about, you know, what everybody brings to the table, and you bring so much to the table being a podiatrist and a sports doctor. And I always agree with you that having the proper footwear is ground level. It's the most important part of your sports equipment.
You hit it. You said ground level. I'll start singing the song, the foot bone's connected to the ankle bone. In that whole regard, you know, Lisa, on the sports doctor, I've been talking about childhood obesity for 20 years. We talk about the fact that we're still dealing. It's amazing. Like, you talk about diets and weight loss. It's incredible how still you can't turn on TV without reading about it. But again, you know, you talk very importantly. We talk on the sports doctor a lot about the mental game, the mental side of it. You make such a big deal.
It is absolutely, the mindset is everything. Clean eating is everything. Hydration is everything. And you have to set yourself up every day to be happy. You have to set yourself up every day to look at your goals and your vision and exercise and know your why and just do it anyhow, even if you don't feel like it. And having a deeply connected why will really help you just do it anyhow. And right now, I'm doing a fundraiser on my Facebook page, Lisa Goldenthal, because tomorrow's my birthday, so I'm doing a big fundraiser because I believe so strongly in the weight loss. 67% of our country is overweight, as you know.
Yeah.
And
hey, what an idea. What an idea, Lisa,
having
a fundraiser
nowhere.
On your birthday.
Well, I love the fact that people usually say something on my birthday, so I feel like, why not? So it is GoFundMe dashboard, 6 steps to transform. So https://funds.gofundme/dashboard/6steps to transform. So I can send you the link. But basically,
well, I'm glad you gave the website, because the trying to find the link is always fun.
Yeah, I'll send you stuff. But basically, I want to go out there and speak to young people about moving and how you feel better. And you don't only just look better, but you have more focus in school. So thank you for bringing up the children. That's such a meaningful thing to me.
It's a major, major, the number one reason of bullying. Last week, I had Mike Buchanan, the author, screenwriter from Fat Boy Chronicles. And he's the guy who told me 8-9 years, 50-60% or more of bullying in school is weight related. This is a big deal.
Right.
Besides the medical side. So talk quickly about your Skinny Jeans workout before we lose you.
Fitness DVD, the Lisa G's skinny jeans workout. It was featured in Lifestyle Magazine and on Target. And I want to reach more people, and I want to talk about bullying. I'm so glad you read my mind about that one. When I speak to children in schools, I want to talk about how exercise and standing up to bullies is so important. And it just helps their focus. It helps them just feel more confident. And really, there's no bad reasons to exercise and only good reasons to eat healthy. And even there's research out now about how diet can help you not get Alzheimer's. By exercising in a healthy diet, you know, you can stay sharp for a long time and not be, you know, that thing, like, where's my keys? I hate that thing.
Right. I know you pay attention to, you pay attention to it all. You pay attention to pre and postnatal, the importance of exercise, staying in shape. And when's your book coming out?
I'm going to make my commitment on the radio that I'm going to write it this year in 2018. And I'm raising funds just to make sure it goes to bestseller. And I'm going to speak on stages to young people about the importance of exercise to prevent bullying, because I believe wholeheartedly in that.
Well, you'll get a copy. You'll get a copy, Lisa, of my upcoming book that I'm co-authoring called Hashtag Hey Sports Parents.
Hey, and, I'm so excited.
It's all about all aspects, again, of youth sports, from the physical injury side to the mental pressure side, and it all fits together in the challenge. Because if we don't do something about the obesity in this country, it's going to break us.
I know. I'm passionate about it, and I know you are as well, so we have to brainstorm together, and I want a signed copy of your book.
You will get it. I want to thank you so much. I know we'll have to get you back.
I know. I got the time difference. I'm off here in California.
We'll get our time zones. We'll get our time zone straight.
Thank you so much. And have a great day,
everybody.
Give me the website
one more time, Lisa.
It's lisagfitness.com.
Okay. Hey, listen, thanks so much. Hold on a quick second, Lisa. Everybody, okay. We're going to be right back. It's the Sports Doctor.
AthleteIntelligence.com builds better teams. How? AthleteIntelligence.com uses wearable sensors to measure impact and performance metrics and translate that data into actionable, coachable moments. Get 3D images of hit impacts in real time. Identify high-risk players. Track speed, distance, movement in space, even long-term history, and so much more. Coaches, for a better, safer team, visit athleteintelligence.com or call 425-372-7806. The $21 billion men's grooming market has a new concept, Hammer and Nail. Grooming Shop for Guys now brings hand and foot grooming for men alongside traditional barbering services. They have national opportunities for franchise locations and area representative licenses, backed up by a corporate team with over 30 years of experience building some of the largest health, wellness, and beauty brands. Hammer and Nails can complement your existing medical practice. It's cash-based, and its recurring revenue model ensures consistent cash flow. Visit Hammer and Nails, Hammer A-N-D, Nails Grooming. Call 818. 657-7181. If you live in or near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Live from Chicago, it's the Sports Doctor, Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. You know, I'm bragging all the time about our Twitter stuff and how many great guests I find on Twitter. And Amanda Loudon, freelance writer, health and fitness topics. She's one of them. Amanda, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Thank you. Yes, I have a bit of a Twitter habit, so I'm not surprised you found me there.
Yes, me too. We publish a lot on there, a lot of great sports medicine information, and I find it very, very conducive, again, with so many of the people I've met. It's got its crazy side, right, to say the least. let's start right in by you giving a little bit of a quickie history and background of yourself and what you're doing.
Sure. So I started out as a writer back in the day for some medical trade publications and also became a runner as an adult. And as time went on, I was looking for ways to marry the two. So I started a running blog to kind of demonstrate that I had some knowledge of the sport and could write about it. And used that to parlay my career into, you know, covering topics that I'm interested in, you know, such as running and health and fitness, and you know, it's kind of just grown from there.
Yes, you know, again, you're in the right place, dear. The sports doctor, the role of the foot in sports, the whole world.
Yes.
What's the best shoe? What about strengthening the foot and ankle? Et cetera, et cetera. The role of orthotics, alignment, et cetera. So I'm going to just quickly sing the song to you. The foot bones connected to the ankle bones, connected to the shin bone, yada, yada, in that regard. And the topic, again, I know you're talking about the whole area of health and fitness. So many people love running. A lot of people love walking. There's so many different aspects of it. How long have you been a runner?
About 20 years now. I started
Wow.
out as a triathlete. Yeah, started out as a triathlete, and then running just kind of rose to the top for me.
Well, you know where triathlon started, don't you? Triathlon started, wink, wink, with injured runners. When we used to talk about the fact that runners had to back off, what could I do, Dr. Weil? Well, you could ride a bike,
yeah,
and you could swim, or you could work out.
Yeah.
And, of course, the legend has it that regard that this is where some of this stuff really, really started. But, again, the areas of nutrition, the areas of the mental game, the areas of all aspects of health and wellness and into running, it's a great marriage. What are some of the different topics that you have enjoyed writing about?
Sure. You know, I would say one of the things I've enjoyed is delving into the intersection of mental health and fitness.
Bingo.
You know, there are just countless examples of how, you know, exercise can definitely help in those arenas. And I've written quite a bit of that for the Washington Post. I find that fascinating. You know, I can speak, you know, for myself, I've never had any issues with mental health, but I lost both of my parents over the past year. And, my grief has been heavy, and I...
Oh, wow. I'm sorry to hear that.
That's terrible. Thank you. Yeah, and I can say, you know, running has certainly been an integral part of managing it. So, it's definitely an area of interest for me.
Yeah, even the mental side of everything, whether you're the best athlete in the world, or whether you're someone who wants to stick with it and try to become fitter or stay healthier longer, et cetera, on the Sports Doctor, and everybody who are listening to the Sports Doctor, I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. You can go back 10 years and longer and see some of the international guests we've had on, an endless array of topics. You can listen to whatever you'd like. You can jump over to newspaper articles and read everything from whether your son or daughter should be specializing to what's the best shoe for you to one of my most popular articles, which is Women in High Heels, Surviving the Challenge. And again, jump over to Twitter. We're excited with 34,000, give or take a few followers, authors, athletes, inventors, so many different areas. 80% of what we publish on at Sports Doc, DOC Radio, ain't about me, but all other areas of sports medicine. Amanda Loudon, freelance writer with a tendency to pay attention to health and fitness. How's your history in foot, ankle, knee, joint stuff with your 20 years of running, Amanda?
You know, I'm doing pretty well these days. I definitely had a period of time, I don't know, maybe 10 years or so ago, where I felt like I was having my share of injuries. But I really am dedicated these days to what I call... what's that?
I said good. You have orthotics in your shoes, Amanda?
I do not. I had a period of time where I wore orthotics. And
you want to be two steps quicker, don't you?
What's that?
It's one of the biggest weapons I've seen over decades. Now, I've been putting orthotics in figure skater skates for 40 years, very, very early. So alignment and positioning, and this is one of the new areas as a freelance writer, which is preventing trouble with proper positioning and alignment, which is when orthotics is done properly. Ironically, Dr. Scholl's commercials have it right, where they sing and talk about your feet, your knees, and your back. And but I never argue with success. If someone's been doing 20 years, then absolutely, you got to be doing an awful lot of stuff right. And again, the areas of being in the best shoe and the proper shoe for your body type and foot type, all of these things which we spend so much time with, are very very involved. Are you still doing any triathlons yourself?
I don't do many triathlons anymore. I kind of lost the enjoyment training for the bike portion. So it's more running, but I will incorporate swimming in there a couple times a week and get on the bike, you know, just for very, very short sessions. But
excellent.
I don't have the desire to be out on my bike for hours on end. Yeah.
Yes. Again, as somebody who's, you know, like you said, married to the world of running, you do any foot ankle strengthening? I hate to continue to be questioning you, Amanda.
Yeah, no, it's okay. Well, I will say one thing that I do, you know, that one of the beauties of working from home is that I'm in my bare feet all day long. Bare feet or stocking feet. And I think I have pretty strong feet. I do a pretty rigorous warm-up routine, a lot of one-legged type things, with kind of what I call my prehab routine, all these things that are kind of back-end exercises and lifestyle to, I think, keep me, you know, strong enough for the rigors of running.
Absolutely. You know, you could take a look at one of my sponsors, the Sand Dune Stepper. Check them out, which is simulating walking and balancing in the sand. It's just an incredible foot workout, like when you talk about walking barefoot in the house and getting a chance to work those feet and use those feet, which the rest of the time, many times, we're locked in shoes all day long. So you said you write for the Huffington Post. Well, what's your website, Amanda, that people could go to and read about all so many of your different articles and topics?
Sure. My website's it's just Amanda, Loudin, that's Loudin.com. I've got a whole page dedicated to some of my work. I write for the Washington Post regularly, ESPNW, Outside, Runner's World, you know, all over the place.
Yes. Again, as a runner, and when we're running, we're really, you know, we're really taxing the body. I really like also throw my 3 cents in, which is to get you also to incorporate lots of balance work, whether you're standing on the BOSU or doing some tilt boards and really working what I love to call instability training, so that you can continue to run as long as you can. How much mileage are you doing?
My typical week is right in the range of 40 to 42 miles per week, generally.
Wow, you're serious.
Not so much anymore.
Yeah.
I used to do a lot of marathons. And so this is just kind of a comfortable place for me with my body. And I don't really go up to the marathon anymore. I've just, again, you know, don't have any burning desire to do it anymore.
Wow.
I'm very comfortable with that mileage every week.
Okay. You know, again, I want to talk to you a little bit more about that. If we can fit this other segment, and we mixed around a little bit with some of the change of the with the first guest. Amanda, give me the website again. People could catch your article.
Sure. It's Amanda-Loudin, Loudin.com.
Great. All right, everybody, we're going to be right back. Hold on, Amanda. It's the Sports Doctor, live from Chicago. Fox Valley Wellness Center is a highly regarded leader in holistic health, led by Dr. Steve Maress, one of the first Lyme's disease literate physicians in the Midwest. His team of integrative medicine practitioners blend the best of conventional and complementary therapies. Dr. Maress is president-elect of the prestigious International Lyme and Associated Disease Society. They specialize in treating the causes of disease, not just the symptoms. Fox Valley Wellness Center also offers hyperbaric oxygen treatment. Located at 180 Knights Way in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin. For more information, call 920-922-5433. That's 920-922-5433. Hey, the sports doctor's in. Dr. Bob here, sports podiatrist. If you live in or near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com. Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Live from Chicago, it's the sports doctor, Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. And we're talking with freelance writer Amanda Loudin, who really specializes in the health and fitness world, maybe even more specifically in the world of running. Amanda, welcome back. I wanted to talk again about some of the topics that are near and dear to you. Besides running, that you've featured and that interests you in your column.
Sure. Let's see. Other topics that I've delved into. During the Olympics, I just covered speed skating, actually, which was fun. I've done a lot of profiles on some really interesting folks over the years, and have a very good one coming up soon on Nancy Hogshead, a former Olympic swimmer, and some of her advocacy work for female athletes, which will be a big one, and I'm excited about that one. That one's coming out in Outside Magazine.
Yes, the Olympics, of course, was so exciting. And a big, big topic on the sports doctors, parenting the child athlete, as I mentioned. And when you see a 15-year-old gold medalist figure skater, then you know she probably was a week old when she started. It's one of the biggest challenges we face in sports medicine today. And today there is an epidemic of overuse and repetitive motion injuries. Swimmers is another one where, again, when these kids could be 10, 11, 12 years old, that's all they're doing. They're doing the same sport all the time. Or, again, something like in the world of speed skating, which is always fascinating, these families and challenges that Olympics bring to the table, don't you think?
Absolutely. And I'm a parent of two active teens, and I did a piece for ESPN on sports specialization, and, you know.
Oh, are you a sports parent?
So I'm a sports parent and have written on it. So,
sports parent. How old are your kids?
It's kind of an obsession of mine. You know, I want to see my kids healthy and balanced and not, you know, being prone to something like an ACL injury, things like that. So,
Here's another pearl for you. In 40 years of putting orthotics in some of the top girls in all sports and women, I can count on one hand how many, I call them functional ACL, like changing direction, stopping, moving, coming down. ACL injuries have I seen when they had orthotics in their shoes, because it's all about alignment, especially in girls where there's a different wider hips, et cetera. What sports do your children play?
Well, they are both soccer players. That's their top sport for both of them. They both play basketball recreationally. My daughter runs. My son plays some lacrosse.
Great that you're able to mix it up. You know, that's always a goal. And everybody in fitness and sports medicine would love to see boys and girls growing up playing multiple sports. Some of the challenges, again, with these prodigies or prodigy sports, and soccer is one of them, where we see sometimes, again, by the time the kids are 11, 12, they're on four traveling teams. How old are your children?
17 and 13.
Okay, yes.
Are you one of
these overzealous parents?
I am not, and I cringe when I see them.
I hear you. It's a big topic. Today we're dealing, I call them the Svengali coaches, where we've got these, whether it's abuse, this nightmare that we've watched, or whether it is these demanding, overzealous coaches and parents. It's only 3 months ago, Amanda, that the front cover of Time Magazine was a young little leaguer, and the headline was the $15 billion youth sports industry. We've allowed it to get way, way, way out of line. And I love when you mentioned, when you're talking about your kids, that you wanted them to have a balanced but active. Not everybody's going to be a great athlete, and it's not for everybody. But competitive sports doesn't mean fitness, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, that's the thing. You know, with the sports specialization, you know, these kids are, they are they are trained in one sport and how to move in one sport, but they are not well-rounded athletes who move like athletes. They don't, you know, so there's
a difference. Well, that's one of the challenges.
One of
the challenges, I recommend to any parent who has a boy or girl, and again, when I see figure skaters who are 10 years old and they're skating 10 days a week, this is what they love. You could tell them all day that you should be playing. So we recommend physical therapy to really train all aspects of the body to get them as at least as best as possible. Specialization isn't for everybody. Funny, the gold medal World Cup women's soccer team, 80% of these women, young women, grew up playing multiple sports. But if your daughter's a gymnast, if she's a gymnast or maybe even a swimmer or a figure skater, and Ma, this is what I love to do, it's a big challenge. Now, you've also paid a lot of attention in your writing, world of nutrition, right?
Absolutely.
It's amazing. Today, you know, one of my pet peeves is in the United States is one of only two countries in the world that allow TV advertising of drugs. Ad nauseum, yeah. TV advertising of drugs. When I have international guests on and I ask them about this, they talk to me like we're out of our minds here, this idea.
Yeah, yeah.
And the opioids, 80% of the pain pills worldwide are taken here in the United States. This is why we pay so much of it. I can't tell you how many young kids grow up living on over-the-counter inflammatory medicines. So this whole aspect of the pressure of serious sports is very, very challenging. And finding balance, with the overzealousness is one of the big things we talk a lot about. This is where drugs and sports start. You know the term performance-enhancing drugs, Amanda?
Right, uh-huh.
I have a different title, and it's called performance-surviving drugs. And this is a big deal. You know, doctor, you don't understand. My daughter's in a tournament, or, you know, this is the Olympics, and this is this, and this is that. And we grow up in a culture where I tell parents all the time, if you need pain medicine for your young son or daughter to participate, you're over the line. You've got to be able to back off. So again, you're doing your 40 miles a week, give or take a little bit. You really enjoy running for so many of the great aspects. Again, in order to reduce stress, it's hard to beat walking or running.
Right. Yeah. Well, it's a passion of mine, so I do all that I can to keep myself out there and healthy on the road. So, yeah.
Yes. You know, and again, all aspects of being in the best shoe. Over the years, we wrote parts of a book. The front cover was called Choosing the Best Shoe. And it was a collage of about 50 different brands. It so much depends on your foot mechanics, include podiatry. Amanda Loudon, Time Flew By, freelance writer, health and fitness, Huffington Post, among others. Did we say AmandaLoudon.com, Amanda?
That's right. Amanda-Loudon.com.
Amanda-Loudon. Thanks so much. I want you to hold on a quick second. Everybody, we'll be right back with the Sports Doctors Inn. Hey, everybody. Dr. Bob, you know on the Sports Doctor how much I pay attention to working those feet and ankles. You know, you're never too old to play in the sand, especially with the Sand Dune Power Stepper. You can improve balance, stamina, strength, and stability while working everything from your toes to your thighs. It's fun and easy. This amazing high-tech, multi-purpose foam device is used by everybody, from superstars to grandmas, to prevent and overcome foot and ankle injuries, increase balance. Professional athletes can improve performance. Great example is legendary strongman Donnie Thompson, who's really having some fun with the Sand Dune. Go to sanddunestepper.com or visit Instagram. Lots of great stuff at Sand Dune Stepper. You can also call 714-995-4500. Hey, sports people, listen up. Groundbreaking Vector Mouth Guard has
ESP technology and impact intelligence. That's right. Vector Mouth Guard is a smart mouth guard. It gathers and transmits impact data and its effect on the brain in real time, straight to your coach's smartphone or computer. The Vector Mouth Guard not only combines the optimum positioning of a mouth guard, but it means safer games, enabling you to play better and play smarter. Visit VectorMouthGuard.com or call 425-372-7811. That's 425-372-7811. Smart mouth guard.
Whoa, flying back here, live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor and the Sports Doctors Inn segment with all our great guests. This is one of our most popular segments where we talk a little bit about some upcoming guests and we also answer some emails. Again, we've got a great couple of weeks coming up. One of holistic medicine's stars, Dr. John Trowbridge, he's a multi-book author, will be coming back, rejoining me, as will Rob Miller and that great organization, Proactive Coaching. All aspects of coaching will be on next week. And then the following week, one of the participants in the upcoming book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, sports parent blogger, Janice Meredith will be returning, and then a old colleague of mine, world-class race walker, Augie Hurt, will be joining me on the 28th, talk about some of the ups and downs of the world of race walking. The books, again, I know I spoke about at the beginning of the show when we got hung up with our first guest, Lisa Goldenthal. But again, I'm very excited about hashtag Hey Sports Parents. Matter of fact, I'm hoping that my co-author, Sharky Zartman, will be joining me in the next few weeks. Sharky, again, is a prolific author of books like So You Think You Can Coach Kids, to Let's Treat Aging as a Sport, to Have Fun with Fitness, to recently Empowered Aging. And again, she's co-authoring with me, hashtag Hey Sports Parents. You go to hashtag Hey Sports Parents now, capital H for Hey, capital S Sports, capital P Parents, hashtag Hey Sports Parents. Already you'll see lots of stuff on Twitter that we're already publishing. Sharky's a Hall of Fame beach volleyballer, a national team player. Both her daughters became Division I volleyball players, and she's one of the parents participating in the chapter of Parents' Perspective, as is Kurt Mango, who is the author of Becoming a True Champion. Both his daughters, Division I athletes, and Shimmer Halligan, coach of champion tennis players, a parent of two of them now, his young daughters, will be taking part in the Hey Sports Parents. So we're very excited about it. We'll keep you up to date. Let's answer a few emails here. Lola, what is metatarsalgia? You know, metatarsalgia is a medical term, but it really means discomfort in the ball of the foot. Sometimes it's associated with various calluses under the ball of the foot. Oftentimes it's just discomfort, cramping, pain. in the ball of the foot, and it can be caused by everything from inflammation, irritation to the capsules and tendons and soft tissues, the plantar fascia, which is a common problem with the arch and heel, does attach to the ball of the foot. So sometimes we'll see that inflammation under the ball of the foot. And we need to rule out various things, like possible stress fracture to one of the metatarsals under the ball of the foot, to different kinds of joint problems or pathologies, to nerve entrapment, things like neuroma, all which could be part of so-called metatarsalgia. So, Lola, what you want to do is get some specifics in that diagnosis. Often, somebody who's got high arches, who already is putting extra pressure under the ball of foot, could be more susceptible. But ironically, are the opposite, very flat-footed individuals, because of shearing force under the ball of the foot, might be susceptible. So, getting the input of podiatry, getting specific with what best treatment, whether it's icing, whether it's going to physical therapy, whether it's getting in a proper custom orthotics to redistribute weight properly, being in the best shoe for your particular foot type, all these things are important when we're dealing with metatarsalgia. Matter of fact, Jerry's question is, you know, choosing the best shoes, you talk about it a lot for sports. What are some of the things you're paying attention to? Good question, Jerry. For the most part, we want you or your kids in a sports shoe that's designed for the sport. If you're playing tennis, you should be in a tennis shoe. If you're playing basketball, basketball shoe. Soccer, soccer shoe. In general, is a good first point. Another good point is, especially in running sports, where they do have criteria for stability, motion control, a neutral shoe, where your foot mechanics and foot type are taken more seriously into account. Any good running shoe store, good walking shoe store can point you in that direction. Unfortunately, we don't have that specifics for other sports in general. So again, you want to be able to be in a top brand, and there are a lot of top brands as far as sports shoes are concerned. There is no best brand. I mentioned with my previous guest that I had a colleague who was part of a book called Choosing the Best Shoe for You, and the front cover was a collage of many, many different brands and styles, and that was the point. There is no best shoe for you, whether it's running we're talking about or whether it happens to be a different sport. By the way, if you've got a history of foot trouble, if you have a history of problems, ankle, shin discomfort, knee trouble, then you want to, again, bring in podiatry, sports podiatry, in order to be able to pay attention to what is it about your foot mechanics that is involved in these kinds of problems. Orthotics, we've had great success for decades with the role of orthotics, whether it's to properly support your feet, whether it's to properly align your foot, ankle, lower leg, and knee, whether it is to redistribute weight away from a painful area. All of these factors with proper orthotics are very, very important. And if you've got persistent problems, looking to shoes for relief ain't good enough. Wow, do I hear the bumper? I think we're just about out of time. I want to thank everybody for listening. Thank my supporters as always. And we'll look forward to catching you guys next week. Again, live from Chicago, the Sports Doc. Thanks, everybody.
you live in or near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com.